95K GGO Des Moines Classic Rock. Jeremy Jacobs here. Very excited to welcome with me on the line the one and only Gary Hoey. Gary, thank you so much. I'm glad we can make it work. Thank you for taking time out of your day to talk with us here in Des Moines.
Absolutely, my friend. Great to hear you, and thanks for having me back.
Oh, of course. Not only are we celebrating 30 years of Ho Ho Hoey, but you've got some brand new Christmas material, including some original stuff in the works out right now, right?
Yes, I thought, you know, to celebrate the 30th anniversary of my Ho Ho Hoey Christmas music, I wanted to put out a new record, you know, and I had songs that I've been putting out. Like I did a single of Angels We've Heard on High, and I did a single of the Nutcracker Suite over the past years. But I kind of said, you know what, this is time to do a full record. And I worked really hard over the summer and into the fall trying to get it done. And I'm so proud of it because, you know, I got a song with my son. I'm playing with my son on a song. His name is Ian. And having him on Christmas Time Is Here, which is the title track, was such a joy. And to be able to just, you know, thank all the fans for all the years of support and you and radio stations. So that's why I wanted to get this one out.
I love it, hearing the fact that you got your son on there. I get to share in some of the fun stuff I do outside of the building here with my kids. And just seeing that them sort of be happy and involved in, you know, my passion projects, I'm sure that means a lot to you.
It really does. You know, I always thought my son had a talent. I started teaching him when he was five. But you never know, you know, if they're going to want to take over the family business, you know, if they're going to do it. But he has stepped into the shoes, man, and he's going toe-to-toe with me, bro. Like, we're trading licks on stage, and he's at a level that's amazing for a 24-year-old kid, and he's a good guy. So, yeah, it's a really dream come true.
Oh, man, I absolutely love that. You know, I wanted to ask, you know, what's it like going on stage, you know, doing these holiday shows? You know, you look at the background, you look at who you've toured with, you know, auditioning for Ozzy, being out there with Brian May, Peter Frampton, you know, the Doobie Brothers, the list goes on and on and on. Is it sort of a different approach to these holiday shows as opposed to, you know, those touring shows?
It really is. You know, the holiday thing for me is such a special thing because now we have like three generations of people coming out with their kids, grandparents, and they're loving the show. So it means a lot to me to have that family, you know, thing. And speaking of Ozzy, I heard, is it his birthday today?
Today is Ozzy's birthday, yes. He would have been 77 years old today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he was taken too soon. We missed the Prince of Darkness because Ozzy was my man. You know, I auditioned for him in the mid-80s, and he was the one who really got me, I think, my career because I was such a fan. And to have a chance to play with him, and he said to me, you know, Gary, man, move to L.A., rock and roll, you know, come out of Boston, man. Like, he was just telling me, you know, whatever you do, Gary, if you get the gig or not, just come to L.A. And I did, and I drove across the country in with a U-Haul trailer on the back, and I think I owe it all to Ozzy, man. He gave me the inspiration, and to see the career I've had as a solo artist is pretty amazing. So thank you, Ozzy, and happy birthday.
Oh, man, I love hearing that. On the line with me right now, Gary Hoey, not only celebrating 30 years of Ho Ho Hoey, he's also got a brand new Christmas album out, Ho Ho Hoey, Christmas Time Is Here. On that album, an original track, Christmas Miracle, had the opportunity to check that out. I love it, man. To me, it kind of, I got like Home Alone vibes. Like, if you know the movies, like this sort of music they play in the background when he's setting all the booby traps and stuff up like that. Really digging it. What's it kind of like, the writing process for an original track? Did this come from just, you know, a riff that you were working on? Did you sit down with the intent of writing a Christmas song, or how did that work out for you?
Yeah, I was getting ready to do the record, and my family, actually, some of my sisters said to me, "Have you know, why don't you put one of your own songs, you know, for the 30th anniversary? Why don't you put an original, you know, Holy Christmas song?" And I thought, wow, that's a really cool idea. And then my daughter just had our first grandbaby 9 months ago. Her name is Jane. And so I thought, my grandchild is my Christmas miracle. And so that was where I came up with the title. And then I started just coming up with this riff, which just the opening riff. You know. Sounds like something about to happen. And then I had this silly exercise that I used to do in the morning when I was playing my guitar. And my wife said, you should turn that into a song. And I started going. You know, I just started playing this arpeggio thing. And she said, that could be a song. And so that's kind of how I put it all together, was my family just inspiring me.
No, I love it. Congrats on, you know, having the first grandbaby. It's one Thanks. Thing that I've enjoyed getting to see, you know, my dad. My kids are a little younger yet. I'm nowhere near grandbaby time. My kids are my dad's grandbabies. So it's been a fun ride for me to watch the joy that they bring to him. So kudos, man. Congratulations and happy for you on that aspect.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's really fun to have the grandbaby. But yeah, that was the inspiration. And, you know, the songs on the album, like, I was trying to find songs that I hadn't done before. You know, I was digging into the gold because I'd already done so much Christmas music. And when I heard it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, I thought, okay, you know, if I could come up with an intro for it, like a crunchy riff like this. I thought, okay, I can work with that. And then I go into the melody, which is so happy, you know, and I thought it's too happy. So I have to add the good and the evil.
Oh, the balance of everything in life, balance, right? 50-50.
It is, exactly. So that's kind of my thing. I try to take the songs, see if I can create something unique with it and make it my own. But I really get into it. You should see me. I'm like a mad scientist when I'm in the studio.
Oh, I love it. I'm a big Christmas guy myself. So just all the Christmas music, please give it to me. Going through this, preparing for the interview, you know, looking through a lot of the stuff that you've done in the past, things that I've heard before, been familiar with, and loving the new stuff you got out right there. Like, just that heavy hook at the beginning of, like you just said, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and then back to a little bit more of the traditional and the balance, man. I absolutely love it. The album is out now. It's available on all the streaming platforms. You can also purchase it at GaryHoey.com. And you've got, what I'm reading here, limited number copies of red vinyl Hark the Ho Ho Hoey hits available as well.
We do. You know, we did some red vinyl because people kept bugging me, you got to do some vinyl. So we thought the red vinyl would be cool. We still have a bunch on the website. They're running low, but we still have a plenty, I think, for people. And then the new album, if they want to check that out, if they order it off the website, I have some autographed copies. We'll give them a download right away. They can download the songs if they want to do it. And then obviously it's streaming everywhere as well.
Oh, I love it. Look, you definitely need to check it out. People listening to this right now, you've already seen it. I'll have all the links posted, everything like that in the story as well. On top of the new Christmas album, been a very busy year for you as well. Dropped a brand new album, Avalanche, out, a new single. What's it like going, again, from working on, you know, that genre, your typical rock and roll stuff, to then transitioning and then going into the holiday stuff?
Well, you know, it's like two different worlds for me. Literally, it's like in the summer, in the spring, I'm like rocking out with my rock music, and then, you know, the fall comes, and I go to that room, I open that door, I open this box, and there lives the Ho Ho Hoey hat. You know, I pull it out of the box, and these rays of light kind of come out, and then I place it on my head. And then all of a sudden, I transform into the Christmas guy, and I'm ready to rock Christmas.
I love it. It's like Superman Clark Kent, right? Except it's a hat this time.
Exactly. And then at the last Christmas show, when I go bam, bam, I take the hat off, I put it in the box, and I close it till the next year.
Just change gears just like that. I love it. On the line with you right now, Gary Hoey. Got a brand new Christmas album out, celebrating 30 years as well of Ho Ho Hoey. Just all kinds of fun stuff, Gary. All the information out there. Let the listeners know, aside from your website, where they can find you out on the social medias.
Absolutely. If they go to GaryHoey.com, I have all my links to my social media, Instagram, Facebook, and everything. And I'm very active on my social media. I'm always posting every day myself. I have someone who helps me, but I do the actual posts. And then I check all the messages. So if people want to reach out to me, ask me a question, I'm pretty available.
Love it. A couple of dates here on the tour. You know, within reasonable driving distance here from Des Moines, you know, a little quick over trip to Illinois to catch out some holiday music. Always a good time. Full list of all of the tour stops on the 30th anniversary tour over at GaryHoey.com. Gary, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us here in Des Moines, and definitely wishing you a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, my friend. Always a pleasure.